This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Eccles. There's a lot of excitement in town for what's going on this summer with the inaugural season of the Women's Pro Baseball League, or WPBL. Today, we have both William Moss from the league here with us, but even cooler, one of the players from the Los Angeles Queens, Brittany Apgar. Welcome. Good to see you.
Thank you so much for having us here.
Brittany, you got drafted by the Queens. It was like third round, so pretty high draft pick. And that draft was not just Americans. See people worldwide on these rosters.
14 countries are represented in our league.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you so
much. Sounds like you've been working hard to get there.
Got to be.
William, for those who don't have the picture, there's been lots of coverage. I hope most people have heard about it. Springfield has this unique opportunity to host the first season of the WPBL. Tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Women's professional baseball returning after 70 years. We're really happy and thrilled to be here in Springfield. The history of Springfield and Robin Roberts Stadium in particular, having hosted a number of teams over the years, including the Springfield Sallies of the original Women's Professional Baseball League, made it an easy decision for us. We've been really lucky to find partners in the Lucky Horseshoes, and Jamie Toole and his wife Melissa Gaynor in particular to welcome us with open arms. The Shoes finished their last game on the 26th, and we were here the night of the 26th and in the process of turning the stadium around. We needed a professional stadium in a market that we believe could support the league. We sold out Saturday and Sunday. All signs are pointing towards that hypothesis proving to be true.
How many games are there in the season for the Queens, for instance? How many will you play?
So we have 3 games a week running through the end of August, and then playoffs will start in September. I think there's 40 games.
Great opportunity to get out to Robin Roberts. If somebody wants to get a hold of tickets, is that difficult?
It's not difficult at all. WomensProBaseballLeague.com. The tickets are right there. Very accessible for the community. Tickets start at $22 and can go up from there. A lot of great opportunities to see our incredible athletes and enjoy history literally in the making.
We'd love to have all sellouts for all those games.
Amen.
To get you launched the nice way.
I like
way.
The way you think. Yeah, sir.
So, sounds like it's starting to look that way. So that's great. Brittany, you had 3 months to get ready for this when you found out this was an opportunity. How did you get ready?
3 months is a short amount of time when it comes to conditioning your body. And I have been 4 years removed from a sport competitively. I played in college and then left college. I knew that going into these tryouts, I would be facing professional leaguers in other countries. I would be facing D1 athletes from our own country. And then we have a group of girls that play with the Savannah Bananas as well. So I knew that I needed to train 10 times harder than what they were doing currently just to even get in shape. I worked a full-time job at the time getting ready. My days looked like I would usually get up around 6 a.m., do footwork drills and mile run to warm up, go to work at 9, work until 3, which was my lunch break, meet up with some friends at 3. We would run another mile with weighted vests, so it usually was like 20 to 40 pounds. We'd switch on and off. After work, my job ended around 7, so I would drive over to my parents' house. My dad would throw me batting practice in the cages until the sun went down, even though he just got off of work at the factory. After that, I worked at a 24-hour gym, so I would go back to the gym, work out with my best friend who is a college wrestler, because in my personal opinion, there's no one in better shape than a wrestler. They are conditioned down to their fingertip. We would get a workout in. He would not let me leave that gym until I could do everything that he. Even if I was in tears, crying, he believed in me and he believed in this sport that he pushed me, and I needed that. After wrestling, another one of my good friends, he played college baseball. He was able to get me into the college facilities so we'd be able to hit batting practice until about 12. Sometimes we didn't at like 11, but sometimes we didn't at midnight.
Hit the cages, huh?
That's right.
4 years is a long time for any athlete.
Yes.
During that time, were you still playing or working out a little bit?
And
you just had to get real serious?
I do enjoy working out in general. I just like being in shape. I worked out in a lifting weights aspect, but I don't think that lifting weights always correlates to athletic strength. I was really strong, but throwing a baseball was a lot different. And because of those weightlifting, my form got locked into a singular plane. Pitching is a lot harder for me now because my chest is too strong, stronger than my back. Finding that fine tune between every muscle category that gives me the best ability to play competitively.
Weightlifting might not set you up for the overall throw.
Yeah, exactly.
What positions do you play?
So I am center fielder and I'm also a pitcher.
So you do both, sort of an Ohtani of the WPBL,
right?
Yeah. There we go. Bat, are you a switch hitter?
So I can switch it. In softball, I would switch it because drag bunting gets me closer to first. My big thing is I love stealing bases. I am the speed. If we have home run hitters, which LA, guys, pop out to LA games, we have all the home run hitters. We're stacked. So those one run home runs are going to turn into two run home runs. I know my job, so I just got to get on base for them.
Well, you got great looking brands for the teams too. You got your queen stuff on right now for LA. How does that work out with the teams being elsewhere? Are you having a sense that fans are going to come in from those markets to see some of the games?
Yeah, what we've seen up to this point has been very much that people are coming from far and wide. We have a lot of fans that have actually asked us, assuming that we were going to be in their local markets and wanting to buy home tickets or what have you, remind them, please see our women up close and personal in Springfield. We've had actually fans, Australia, Japan, Korea, that have wanted to buy tickets and come see our athletes play as well. So it's been quite a global reach.
Excellent for the league, but also great opportunity for Springfield to have some folks come and check out the town. Brittany, back to you about baseball. I mean, how competitive does this league feel to you? You played college. That was sort of the apex of baseball for women, right? But now you've got this pro league and looks like a wide level of talent coming in. How's it feeling?
It's such an incredible feeling to know that everyone here is the best of the best. Being okay or being decent is not going to get you on that starting roster. Everyone here is going to play every single game as much as they can and prove their spot continuously. That's just the athlete mindset. And it's really cool because a lot of these women that we're playing with now, we've grown up playing together just because women's baseball wasn't that big, you know. Back in 2013, we were still trying to even be accepted as playing baseball and not being pushed into softball. Being here with all of the women, it's like at the hotel, we're all friends, we get to hang out, you know, go to cookouts and stuff, and then on that field, we are competitors true and through. But because we know each other so well, it's very hard to manipulate the game into your favor because the other players like the back of your hand, and especially after the games end in the playoffs, you're going to see some competitive ball. It's not going to be a blowout.
You mentioned softball. You did play a little bit of softball.
I did.
Share with us what you worked through with the Shriners and how the challenges have appeared.
Yeah, so a little backstory about me. I don't know if I've said it yet. I was born without my right hand. The doctors use the term hypoplasia. It just means that organs or something in your body didn't form right. Typically, it's in the brain, so typically there's a deformity in the brain, but mine was a physical missing my right hand. Before the age of 3, I had 12 surgeries to lengthen my arm and to give me fingers. My parents used the philosophy of more of a length of an arm would give me a closer to a normal life. Being able to tie shoes, it's a very simple task most people don't think twice about. For someone just going into preschool, that could be why you don't fit in with the other kids, because you can't tie your shoes yet. From a young age, my parents really, they never let me use my hand as an excuse. I think that's why I fell in love with baseball so much, because it was such a challenge at a young age, and I love a challenge. Growing up playing rec ball until about the age of 10, it was fine to swing with one hand because we're all just kids learning how to play the form of the game. You don't really see those breakout kids yet. I mean, there's one in every like 100, right? When you start getting into your teenage years and getting more serious about your love of the game, people start getting a lot stronger, a lot quicker. I noticed that I was falling behind in my bat, so to catch up to them, I knew I had to be fast. Eventually, the other teams will learn that and just play in on you. So if you put the ball on the ground, they can still throw you out. So I knew I needed to get lift into the outfield. The Shriners Hospital was just incredibly generous with how they treat kids, how they accept everyone. My parents, we've never grown up with money, so getting a prosthetic is something that's like a dream for a kid like me. And the Shriners, they do everything for free. It was my first shot at being able to swing with a two-handed swing. So the Greenville, South Carolina Shriners Hospital, they had me out when I was 12, 13, and they constructed a prosthetic that allowed me to swing with two hands. Unfortunately, around that time, a lot of the tournaments would say that that enhances my swing, that gives me an unfair competitive advantage. And in my personal opinion, of course someone with two hands is gonna say that. It made me feel more different than just swinging with one hand. So I stopped using it the higher and the older I got, just because I ran into so many problems with it. But every time I would run back, and my prosthetist, her name was Chrissy, she would treat me like a normal kid. She never treated me like she was making a prosthetic. She was trying to fix my swing so that I could play as competitively as I could, instead of focusing on the fact that I was disabled. She said, "What do you need to make you feel like an athlete?" And it was there.
Do you have a different sort of swing grip because of the one hand, or is it more like a tennis sort of?
Yeah, I actually have multiple different swings. It really depends on the situation of the game. I hit the ball on the ground and I can beat that throw to first base. So if we need a runner, I might go to the left-hand side of the box and put down a bunt. Or if we need a lift into the outfield, I'll use a prosthetic that allows me to... It's handling the force of when the ball impacts the bat that really messes me up. So my prosthetic allows me to catch that force and then replicate it back to the ball.
A lot of things that a lot of people don't have to worry about, but you figured it out. And Now here you are in the first season of the Women's Professional Baseball League. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, a lot of hard work takes it for any athlete. You talked about the prosthetic. It wasn't like it was somehow enhancing. It wasn't bionic or increasing strength. It was just to give you grip, right?
All it did was hold the bat and like allowed me to, when you swing and come down, you have wrist flexion. That's the one thing I don't have with my nub. So that just allowed me to replicate the two-handed wrist motion.
As you get ready to go on to this first season to get on the field, what's going to be going on in your head as you hit the field for the first time professionally, right?
Our first game is Saturday, and my parents are driving up from North Carolina. I never thought that I would be able to hear them cheer for me in the stands again. The fact that I am 22 years old and I get to say that my parents are coming to watch me play baseball, my friends are coming to watch me play baseball, and little girls now, they can say, I want to play professional baseball without having to create an own path for themselves. Like, we are going to do that for them. All we need them to do is dream bigger than we were able to, so that this world just keeps getting kinder.
Besides the game itself, getting in with a ticket, what can people expect at the ballpark? And we know that, like, for the Horseshoes, they've done a lot of programming around the games. Is that the same type of thing that'll happen with the WPBL?
For sure. We'll have the ability for fans and little girls and boys to interact with our players, like Brittany, to run the bases. We have all sorts of theme nights. Our first two games, we have bobblehead nights. We have a ton of programming surrounding it. We have local dance teams, local anthem singers. So it's really for everybody and for all families. Again, try to keep it as accessible as we can for community. But we really are asking for the community support. We've been really lucky to have a large swell of outgoing support, I should say, from a ticket purchase perspective and also from a local partnership perspective. We have a lot of local businesses that we've either partnered with or hired to do some work around the ballpark, whether it's fence work or sign work, or we have a landscaper that's coming to do some beautification projects. Actually, one of a Springfield local business, Horace Mann, is one of our founding partners that we announced yesterday. So they're contributing significantly financially from a partnership perspective. And so we'll be honoring an educator every Wednesday. It's called the Horace Mann Educator of the Game. So we're really looking to get out into the community and have everybody be a part of it.
All the integrations with the community that are needed for something to be successful.
Exactly.
Like this. Brittany, how did your passion of baseball rise? Do you follow pro baseball or did you love League of Their Own, any of that?
Yeah, this question always makes me laugh because I don't watch sports that much. I honestly don't do much TV, don't do much Instagram. I like just being out in public. So seeing people in my community really be passionate about sports, all different types. I didn't just play baseball when I was a kid. I tried everything, soccer, basketball, tennis. If there was a ball and some competition involved, even track, I kept coming back to baseball because of how mental the game is. You truly don't have to be the strongest there to win a ball game. You just have to know your role and be able to play a strategy to a game. If you can get the other team to play at your momentum, then you've got the momentum for the whole game. I think that it's such a cool way to, like, I like pushing my body, so there's the 10% aspect there, but I love using my mind to work around things, and it's just the challenge there. It's always, like, made my heart feel full.
We appreciate both of you coming in to share what this season is going to be like. Walking out, Brittany, what do you hope is left behind for perhaps some of those young girls or other folks who come to the games?
I hope that if you don't like watching baseball, if you give us one shot, that you will like watching baseball. Watching women's baseball is completely different from watching other sports. We have lived our whole life not knowing that this was going to be a possibility, but playing to the highest extent. And so the competition, the energy, and everything that's going to be brought to this game is going to be something that you'll feel when you leave the stadium.
It's a really exciting time for sports to see women being able to get, whether it be soccer or the WNBA, getting the opportunity to play at the same level that all the other major professional sports has been really great. I mean, you've seen WNBA in the past year grow and get some real player compensation wins and things like that. William, what's the hope for the future of the WPBL?
Growth, success, and reaching more people throughout the country and showing them the incredible talents that our players and athletes have and bringing women's pro baseball to all corners of our country.
Do you hope next year that the teams will be playing in their home markets and maybe a couple expansion teams?
That's a good question. I think we have to prove ourselves this season and really understand where we can improve. There's no doubt the success has already been proven by having our athletes here and our players here. The future is bright. The question would be, what does growth look like for us and what is our strategic plan for growing? Expansion teams for sure would be in discussion. We'd love to be in our home team markets. And then we'll see how from there, what does it look like for the season? What does it look like for expansion teams? And we'll have a lot of exciting work to do at the end of September.
Any last thing you'd like to leave?
If you are in Springfield and you are listening, my name is Brittany Apgar. Please come say hi. I cannot wait to meet you.
And how do they get tickets again?
womensprobaseballleague.com. Tickets can be easily acquired there. And then follow our social handles too, WPBL Official and all of our teams.
William Moss and Brittany Apgar, center fielder, pitcher, switch hitter. Thanks for joining us today on Community Voices.
Thanks for having us.